The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Some breaking Friday news. The Republican controlled legislature will appeal the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling yesterday, the 4-3 ruling that selected Tony Evers' maps as the maps of choice for the redistricting in the state of Wisconsin. And their claims, and I'm reading from their filing to the U.S. Supreme Court. I want to share their claims briefly with you. They claim the legislature is likely to succeed on the merits. Well, you got to make that claim. If you're not likely to succeed, the court's certainly not going to take up your appeal. But they claim they're likely to succeed. I'm going to read briefly from their filing. Yesterday's, man, my mouth is not working. I am sorry, folks. It's been a long week. Yesterday's decision orders that Wisconsin's forthcoming elections use the governor's unconstitutional Senate and Assembly district maps. Their characterization: the governor's districts cannot be justified by any reasonable interpretation of the Voting Rights Act, and the lacking scrutiny of the governor's proposal districts is a violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, contradicts the Supreme Court's controlling case law, and is ripe for summary reversal. So they're saying effectively the Wisconsin Supreme Court relied upon the Voting Rights Act. Now, Tony Evers carved out another majority-minority district in Milwaukee because we'd seen black populations as a percentage of the population of Milwaukee grow. But Republicans said, not so fast. In their filing, which I'm going to read again from, this court concluded that there were good reasons that the Voting Rights Act might require 7 majority black assembly districts in Milwaukee, as the governor proposed, without deciding whether such districts were in fact required by the Voting Rights Act. As they say, quoting from the order, we cannot say for certain on this record that 7 majority black assembly districts are required by the VRA. So because the Supreme Court did not rule definitively that it would be a Voting Rights Act violation to select the legislative maps, you know, the Republican maps, they're using the Voting Rights Act as their appeal mechanism, saying effectively, you took it too much into account, and we shouldn't have to account for black voters. Now, let's not forget, Robin Voss's prior testimony was that Republicans did not use racial demographics in the determinant of their map, right? That's what the guy gave testimony to. Well, that's now their claim. How could the Wisconsin Supreme Court possibly care about preserving the validity of black voters in Milwaukee? They're not legally required to do that, according to the legislative appeal from the Republicans. Back to the filing with the U.S. Supreme Court. Based on those good reasons, and they put that in air quotes, for example, observations about the changes in black voting age population in Milwaukee increasing by roughly 10% of one assembly district over the decade, the court ordered the following majority black Senate and assembly districts for the forthcoming election. And effectively, what they've done is they've taken assembly districts and they've set the population of black voters at approximately just above 50%. That's Wisconsin State Senate District 4, Wisconsin State Senate District 6, and Assembly District 10. So they used the governor's maps, which used racial makeup as part of their determinant factor, tried to uphold the Voting Rights Act. And that's the very reason legislative Republicans are taking it to the U.S. Supreme Court. There are more affected districts, by the way. Wisconsin Assembly District 11, Assembly District 12, Assembly District 14, Assembly District 16, Assembly District 17, and 18. Now, the demographics of these districts speak for themselves. If you can't see the math, they're approximately all set at 50% majority-minority districts. So if people go out and vote as a block for a black candidate, they have a good chance of having African-American representation in majority black districts in Milwaukee. And Republicans say, you can't make us do that. The law cannot make us do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You weren't supposed to hear that.
Now, here is, again, their appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. There can be no good reasons for maximizing the number of majority-minority districts by dialing down the existing black population in existing black majority black districts to 50% as the ordered plan indisputably do. So their big issue is that you've given black people too much power to vote here. And you didn't have to. You know, legally, we could have found a loophole, and we tried because we didn't even consider race as a determinant in our maps. But the fact that Tony Evers followed the Voting Rights Act, when you cannot legally force us to do so, apparently that's their rationale for this appeal. I'm not sure if it will be upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, but they're certainly hopeful.
I can tell you it's definitely on brand.
Now, here is what the Voting Rights Act actually says. It requires states to create majority-minority districts wherever possible and describes such an interpretation of the Voting Rights Act as beyond what Congress intended and we have upheld. So therefore, you can't make us give any power to black districts. Again, this is what they write in their findings, their appeal. The Voting Rights Act could not forgive unconstitutionally drawn districts intended to hit race-based targets, a 50-plus black voting age population, and noting that whatever breathing room a state may have to adopt a redistricting plan, that breathing room does not include setting racial targets, whose raison d'etre is a legal mistake. So effectively, they're arguing that we shouldn't have so many black representatives in the state of Wisconsin because you cannot prove that that's what the Voting Rights Act intended. Again, from their filing, the Republican legislative filing, to the U.S. Supreme Court, they're quite hopeful. As the demographics reveal, 7 majority black districts are the maximum number of majority black districts that can be drawn in Milwaukee. Ordering 7 such districts instead of the existing 6 because the party showed it was possible that they could be drawn is no basis at all. That is not the test, and it hasn't been the test for more than 25 years. So, you know, just because it's possible to offer more black representation, just because the voting age number of blacks has grown in Milwaukee, that's not a good enough reason to do so. And the fact that you chose the map that actually honored the intent of the Voting Rights Act is the very crux of our appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I didn't see it happening this way. I said, why would the Republicans appeal this? You know, Tony Evers can claim a modest victory, but ultimately, this is still a majority Republican map, not a majority black map. It's not like suddenly we got 55 black representatives. We got 55 Republican representatives. That ain't good enough because a few too many Democrats might be black. Doesn't say racist at the top, but that's what I'm reading between the lines. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, the 5 o'clock happy hour. I'll get your reaction, I'll get Dominic's reaction, maybe Fancy Brian's and Evans. Everybody can be part of this political party. Dial the phones, 844-967-2789.